We're following the story of this morning's shooting at a baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia, where several Republican congressmen and their staff members were practicing for a charity game. A gunman with an automatic rifle opened fire there. Congressman Steve Scalise was shot in the hip. He's the House Majority Whip. He's now reported to be in critical condition after surgery. Two special agents with the Capitol Police were also wounded, as well as a congressional staffer and a lobbyist.
The gunman died in an exchange of fire with Capitol Police and Alexandria Police on the scene. He's been identified as James Hodgkinson of Belleville, Illinois. He was 66 years old, a retired home inspector with a long record of political activism around liberal causes. NPR's Tom Jelton has been looking into Hodgkinson's background and is in the studio with us now. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Ari.
What more have you been able to gather about him?
Actually, quite a bit. He had a fairly significant public profile, mostly because of his political views. A long record of writing letters to his local newspaper, a long record of contacting his local congressman with his complaints. He was a supporter of Bernie Sanders in the last election campaign. Belleville there is a white working class community. He had, as you say, a home inspection business there. Local reporters spoke to someone who grew up with him, Dale Walls, and he remembered Hodgkinson as a kind of a feisty guy.
Through the years, he didn't back down from stuff. I mean, he was in a few fights and stuff like that, but nothing that would demonstrate violence.
Do we know how he ended up in the D.C. area, Alexandria, Virginia, this morning?
We don't know. We know he's been here for several weeks. Actually, the former mayor of Alexandria used to see him in a nearby YMCA, very near the scene of the shooting. He said he was apparently almost living there, living out of a gym bag. He was there every morning using the shower. We also spoke to a librarian who said that he saw him regularly there in the library.
Was there anything to indicate that he was violent?
There was one incident in 2006 where he and his wife were both arrested, charged with assaulting a neighbor. It was a dispute over the custody of their foster daughter. He did have a weapon at that point. He didn't fire it, but the police report did indicate he had a weapon. He was a gun owner, and we know that he was actually target shooting in his yard recently. Just 2 days ago, he posted a very angry tweet about the president. One question, Ari, is his mental and physical condition. St. Louis Public Radio today spoke to the political director of the Sanders campaign in Missouri, Adam Kustra, who recalled that Hodgkinson was not in great physical shape.
I have recollections of him being very sick and immobile.
And we should keep in mind that he died in an exchange of gunfire with police, which would have suggested he was essentially suicidal when it came to the end.
That's NPR's Tom Jelton on the shooter in today's gun battle at this Republican congressional baseball game.